Bobcast. Episode 39. Episode 39 in English terms. Let me get a little swig of old Fanta. Diabetes in a cup, motherfucker. So, we're here, dadgummit. If you're listening to this on its release date, this is Friday, January the 8th, and I have a new single on all digital platforms. It's called Patience, so that's what we're calling this podcast, hashtag Patience. This is the first song that I've written or recorded since the 22 album came out, which came out July 1st, and has been my best performing album to date. It was my 22nd album slash mixtape album project, whatever you want to call it. It was my best performing, and this is my first single since. We are starting to work on the new album, thank goodness. I got over Rona. Went and got my antibodies test last Saturday. Tested positive for the antibodies, meaning I had the motherfucking Rona. I got over the motherfucking Rona, and I'm immune from the motherfucking Rona for at least 3 months. Now, I'm sure they'll come up with a fucking... I've said, like, how many times have I said fuck so far? Like, seven? What are we at? A minute and 40. We're making good time. I figured I had the coronavirus because multiple people in my family have had it. And just be... Me and my girl go out to eat a lot, and we go out and about. We just live our motherfucking life. You hear what I'm saying? It's just part of it. People fucking... are nasty and they don't wash their hands and shit, and you're gonna get the coronavirus at some point. So I just never got tested because I assumed I had it, and I work remotely, so I didn't need to get a test. So after my symptoms were gone, I just went and got the antibodies test at Kroger. It's like $25. My insurance paid for it. And you just go, you make an appointment, they come in, they prick your finger, they don't jam that damn dildo up your goddamn noggin and titty fuck your brain. You know, they don't do any of that shit. So you just get the little finger prick, and you wait for 15 minutes, and they tell you. And they told me that I was positive, meaning I had come in contact where I had it. I knew I had it. I just didn't tell them that. So that's a positive thing. What was really going to make me be like, this is fucking rigged, is if they said I was negative, because I knew I was not negative for the antibodies. But... long story short, it's gone. I still got a little bit of the cough, but it's getting so much better. Your boy is just striving, styling, profiling. Opposite of style, bro. I haven't had a haircut in over a month. I have a mohawk, unintentional mohawk, a UM. I got a UM for sure, unintentional mohawk. Got a goddamn baby ZZ Top beard going on that's just salt and pepper, more salt. We're just living our fucking life. We're playing Madden all day. Now we're back writing music. We're watching horror movies, and we're working. That's what we're doing. And staying out of the MF and way. Hashtag patience, baby. Available now on all digital platforms. Whore yourself, Chad. Really think y'all are going to like this song. I really do enjoy it, man. I think it turned out really well. It's a very deep song and close to my heart, so I hope that y'all like it as much as I do. So however you listen to music... Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. It's on all that. Just search Chad Arms Patience. It's going to pull up for you, okay? Love the shit out of all of you. It's a fucked up time in America. I'm going to say that right now. I record these on either Wednesday or Thursday. Well, as I'm recording this, Trump supporters are storming Capitol Hill because this is officially, I guess, the day that they... announced that Biden won the presidency. Trump's not going. He said they cheated him. Seems like it was kind of a weird rigged situation, but I don't know. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not a fan of sleepy Joe Biden, but hey, what are you going to do, man? It is what it is. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain about it, because what the fuck is me complaining going to change? I still got to get my ass up, turn my computer on, and work from my house, okay? I may have to pay higher taxes. I may have to pay higher gas. I don't drive hard. I ain't got to fucking go nowhere. But you never know. What am I going to do if taxes go up? What am I going to stop paying them? No. Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I can complain all day, but to be honest, I don't have enough knowledge to know politics to complain. So fucking, I don't know. Fuck everything. 2021 is finally here, and hashtag patience, man. That's what you got to have. Hashtag patience. Sometimes you get tired of waiting, but what are you going to do? You're either going to wait or you're going to not wait, and you're going to get your fucking panties in a wad. And, I mean, fuck you. Just calm down, everybody. The world is so – social media has ruined the world as I'm uploading this on all social media platforms. Social media has very small positives, but so much dog shit has come into the world since social media became a thing. Scare tactics, people thinking they're entitled, arguing, people not even being able to disagree with each other. It's just insanity. To the point where if I didn't make music, I wouldn't even get on it, except YouTube, because YouTube's different. YouTube's not like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. As far as that goes, but I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Week 17 in the NFL, baby. Chatty Bobby here bringing you the scores and statistics of week 17. Shut up, Fanta. Don't nobody need you to fucking make a cameo. Nobody pay you for no cameo. Look here. Jaguars, all we needed you to do, dadgummit, was beat the Colts. You was 1-14, you fuck nuggets. All you had to do was beat Phillip Rivers, who's my most hated quarterback of all time. Goes back to the Jay Cutler days. All you had to do was beat the Colts, and you fucking lost, 28-14. So the Colts finished, 11-5, I think. 10-6, something. We'll show it later. That put pressure on my Titans. We're playing the 4-11 Texans, who it took overtime to beat them the first time we played them. Once again, Ross Vrabel, until you start blitzing more than three people, go fuck yourself. You're not a defensive coordinator. I don't care how good you was when you played in New England as a linebacker or a lineman or a fucking water boy. Whatever you was in New England, you're not a goddamn defensive coordinator. You're a head coach. Bring in a defensive coordinator and stay your ass off the fucking defensive playbook because you're a pansy. Titans win 41-38. It took a last-minute Hail Mary situation. Derrick Henry, who I said in last week's episode, shout out to the homie Squins, brought to my attention that when I basically said Derrick Henry's not going to get 223 yards rushing. No, Chad, he didn't. He got 250 yards rushing, and he gets over 2,000. That's two Titans. There's only eight players that have 2,000 rushing yards, and two of them play for the Tennessee Titans. Go fuck yourself, Titan haters. King Henry. I said it 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. He's the best running back in the NFL, and people want to come with this Dalvin Cook bullshit. Where's Dalvin Cook at? He didn't get 2,000 yards. Derrick Henry is the best running back in the NFL. This is not a debate. Back-to-back rushing titles, bitch. Bow down to the motherfucking king and shut this Dalvin Cook shit up. He's a great running back, but he's not the best. And I don't give a fuck what kind of excuses y'all want to make for these. You played the Texans. They're 4-11. They got the worst run defense. Yeah, they do. But we don't pick who we play. Dalvin Cook played shitty teams. Who else is up there? I don't even fucking know. Derrick Henry's the best, goddammit. Goddammit. It's not even a word. I just created a word. I'm so pissed at you haters from Tennessee. And a lot of you Tennessee haters live in Tennessee, which is even more disgusting. I hate the Vols, though, so I can't even be mad at you there. But long story short, Titans 41-38. We were tied 38 apiece with 18 seconds left. And my boy Ryan Tannehill, who never gets brought up in the top quarterback conversation. Everybody wants to bring up Aaron Rodgers, who he is the best quarterback in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes. I get it. I get all that. But y'all need to start adding my boy Ryan Tannehill in that upper echelon quarterbacks, man. Throws a 52-yard bomb to A.J. motherfucking Clutch Brown. Let me rant about Corey Davis for a second. He dropped four passes Sunday. Corey Davis, that's not how you get a contract, bub. So anyways, we get the 52-yard bomb. Then we run a play with Henry, get it close. Gostkowski is injured. Or whoever our kicker is, I think that's who it was. So they got a rookie kicker comes in. Now, he hit one earlier in the game. Gets ready to kick it. They ice the kicker, but so the timeout gets called, but he kicks it anyway, and he makes it. But he barely makes it. Me and my dad was watching it together. We watch the games together every week. My dad said verbatim, Chad, he's going to overcorrect and he's going to miss the other side. Watch. Sure enough, kicker kicks it, bangs off the upright on the other side, and ricochets in for the win. Titans win 41-38. We're playing the Baltimore Ravens. It's going to be a fun one. I'm going to say that. Moving along. Rams win 18-7. Who gives a fuck? Panthers get their asses whipped by the Saints, 33-7. Let's see. What the fuck did it just do? Week 17. Okay. Vikings beat the Lions, 37-35. Bucks beat the Falcons, 44-27. Chance Richardson's squad goes 4-12. Patriots beat the Jets, 28-14. The Bills destroy the Dolphins by 30 and kill the Dolphins' chances at playoff hopes. 56-26. Bills, I do not want to play in the first. I'm so glad that we won so we didn't have to go to Buffalo, because that's what Indianapolis has to do. And Buffalo just signed Kenny Stills from free agency to give Josh Allen even more weapons. Browns win 24-22 over the Steelers. Steelers didn't play Roethlisberger or several other players. The Cowboys fuck up a chance to stay in the playoff hunt. Lose to the Giants, 23-19. Ravens destroy the Bengals, 38-3, have over 400 rushing yards. Let's see. Packers beat up on the Bears, 35-16. They were actually 20-16. It was a much closer game, and then they ran away with it at the end. Chargers beat the Chiefs, 38-21. I don't think the Chiefs played their starters. Seahawks, 26-23 over the Niners. Raiders win by a point over the Broncos, 32-31. Game meant nothing. No, neither team's going to the playoffs. Washington football team beats the Eagles 20-14. Eagles totally tanked, by the way. So let's look at the playoff picture here. You don't want to do that? Let's look at the playoff picture. So that leaves us – this has turned into a football podcast, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. Season's almost over, and then we're going to have other shit to talk about. Okay, let's see. In 2020 NFL playoff picture. Kramer, calm down. Let's see. That helps me none. Okay, here we go. It's loading. So, yeah. So we've got the Chicago Bears and the New Orleans Saints in a wild card. Got the Tennessee Titans going up against the Ravens in a wild card. Buffalo Bills and the Colts in a wild card. The Rams and Seahawks in a wild card. What else we got? Oh, we got more, don't we? Browns and Steelers in a wild card. And Buccaneers and Washington in a wild card. So that's your wild card, right? This year it's only one... a bye. I think the Chiefs have a bye. And I forgot who the Packers. So I need to check to see what time the Titans play, because I work Saturday. So hopefully they don't play Saturday. Let's look. What we got here? You ain't going to tell me what time the game comes on, man. Okay, here we go. Thank God. Tennessee and Baltimore play Sunday. So Saturday, you got Buffalo and Indy. You got Seattle and the LA Chargers. and you got the Redskins. So you got the Washington football team and the Bucks. Sunday, you've got the Ravens and Titans, Bears and Saints, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Cleveland is the city where we come from, so rah-rah. Hey, it's nothing I'm better than my find it better. Da-da. Hey, yo, better bet that money, 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 money. Still the same, man. Head up and bum, fine, fine. Fine, but the bada, debo, pepo. A bum, but son, a little. Head up and bum, but a head, but daughter. But a bum, but daughter, fine, but I done the money. I see you at the crossroads, and you won't be lonely. It's the first of the month. Wake up, bus smokers only, bus smokers only, only. And motherfucking cops, body right, body right. There you go, baby. Bone Thugs and Harmony mashup. Ear-rit, Chatty Bob. That's the kind of stuff you get in a Chatty Bobcast. That may be a my best of moment right there. That was just a freestyle off the top of the Did It I Own. And we're not doing NFL shit, y'all. Fuck all of you. If you don't like NFL shit, you can stick around for my Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was that's somebody. Look, I didn't even know what rap music was. Let's go. I've talked about this in previous episodes, but let me tell you something. I had an audio cassette collection, and my rap music consisted of Tag Team. I had every cassette single. Pig Power, which was from the Gordy soundtrack. Tag Team Whoop There It Is. Tag Team Whoop There It Went, which was a remix featuring the Disney All Stars. Goofy, Mickey Mouse, all of them spit bars on there. What else did I have? Tag Team Pig. Oh, I already said Pig Power. You Go Girl was one they had. They had one called Here It Is Bam. I had all of them. The rest of my audio cassette collection, you ready for this? Dead Eye Dick, New Age Girl from Dumb and Dumber soundtrack. Jeff Foxworthy, Games Rednecks Play, which was a full album. Jeff Foxworthy, You Might Be a Redneck If. Cletus T. Judd, I Stole This Record. I mean, that's my audio cassette collection. So, I had nothing but country music. I wanted to be a fucking Oak Ridge boy, okay? Until I heard of Bone Thugs and Harmony Crossroads. And then I looked up the lyrics to their songs, bought every album. Even when you look up the lyrics to their songs, there's question marks. Even the people making the lyrics websites don't even know what they're saying. It's 1990. Let's go. What we got here? Leading as the season has ended, this past week, Deshaun Watson, 4,800 yards passing and 33 touches, leading the way in passing yards. So maybe he was the best quarterback. Maybe he was the best quarterback. Touchdown passes you had. It's 1990. Oh, Aaron Rodgers threw for 48 touches, 5 picks, my friends. Russell Wilson with 40, Tom Brady with 40, Mahomes 38. My boy Tannehill finished with 3,819 yards, 33 touches, 7 picks. We'll take it, Bubba. We'll take it. Let's go to this Russian one, what I've been wanting to talk about all episode. I've already ranted about it. Let's just go through this real quick. Oh, okay. Okay, guys, Derrick Henry, 2,027 yards rushing, 16, touchdowns, 17 rushing touchdowns. Dalvin Cook, 1,557 yards rushing, 16 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook had 66 less carries. So even if he carries the ball 66 more times, he's not running the ball for 500 yards. So before y'all start bitching about that, go fuck yourself. Derrick Henry had 16 runs of over 20 yards, 4 over 40 yards. 94 was the longest run of the year. Dalvin Cook's longest was 70. He only had 6 runs of 20 plus and 1 of 40 plus. So get that shit out of the window. You know what's crazy this year, too? The third best rusher as far as yards was Jonathan Taylor. He only had 1,100. That just lets you know how much of a pass-dominant league the NFL has become, man. I mean, you heard all the quarterbacks that were throwing for 4,000, 3,000 yards. Nobody was running the ball. You just don't have running backs like you used to, man. But you got D. Hen. He led the league not only in rushing yards, and he led in rushing touchdowns. So go fuck yourself. He's the best running back in the NFL. Dalvin Cook is not. He's a close second. But in the words of Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, what are you? You're last, bitch. So, King Henry. Okay, receiving. Stephon Diggs, 127 catches. Led the league. Also led the league in receiving yards, 1,535. He only had 8 touchdowns, though. Leading the way in touchdowns was Devontae Adams. He had 18. So, that was your stats. That was your stats for the NFL Week 17. And those are your final stats for the season. Fuck it. I guess we'll go to who led the league in tackles. I want to say it's Zach Cunningham from Vandy. Plays for the Texans. Let's see if I'm right. Oh, he was second. Avery Williamson, who also I think played for Vanderbilt. I could be wrong. 170 tackles, man. That's crazy, bro. Interceptions you had. Who led the league in picks? Xavier Howard had 10, bro. That's crazy. J.C. Jackson was close with 9. Field goals. Who was the best kicker? Let's see who this bastard was. Young Ho Koo, 37 of 39. That's a beast. It's an Asian kicker. What a name, Young Ho Koo. That's pretty awesome, man. So, yeah, NFL. Dun, 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 dun. It won't be as long of an episode from here on out with the NFL because it's playoffs, so it's going to be less games, less all that shit, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy day. As I'm filming this, I'm getting text messages and messages on Facebook about Trump supporters storming the goddamn Capitol Hill. What do y'all want me to do? I mean, the world sucks at times, but you just make podcasts and make fun of people and do Bone Thugs and Harmony impressions, and you forget that it sucks, at least for that time frame that you're doing it. Oh, God, it's watered down. But stop bitching, Chad. First world problems. Oh, my Fanta's slightly watered down. Better for your diabetes that you're going to have in a few years, probably. You're probably early on stages of betas. But you're living your life, Chad, and you love it. So, y'all guys, hashtag patience, okay? It's on all streaming platforms. Hook your boy up, man. Holla at your boy. Help me out here, man. Every little stream gets me a third of a penny. So, stream it while you're sleeping. Just turn it down and hit stream, repeat, and just stream, run my numbers up. You know what I'm saying? I love the shit out of you. And this has just been it's been a crazy 2020, and it's starting off as a crazy 2021. As I'm filming this, last night, Dr. Dre had like either an aneurysm or a stroke and is in intensive care. While he was in intensive care, people tried to rob his house. Like, what is going on, man? What is going on? Like, I don't understand, man. But what am I going to do? Why don't you cry about it? Saddlebag. But yeah. What else is going on? Oh, this big weekend in battle rap, man. This Saturday, you got the URL Supercard on the Caffeine app. You got DNA versus Geechee Gotti. You got some other people. It's all NWX members. But it may be cool. I want to see DNA and Geechee Gotti. But Sunday is what I'm hyped for. It's going to work out pretty good, too, because after the Titans game, I'm going to probably have to do like listen to my headphones. You're having the big card on Twitch for King of the Dots Grand Prix Finals. Marv 1 versus Saint L.A. I'm pulling for Marv 1. Saint's been killing it, but I'm pulling for Marv. You're also going to have Real Deal and Sharon on there, like a non-tournament chain. Oh, that's for the King of the Dot chain. You're going to have A-Ward and Ness Lee. And there's, I think, Young Gaddis and RX, female battle. And I think there's one more, man. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's going to be a really dope card. Much doper than the URL one, I feel like. The URL one's just like kind of throwaway battle. Oh, my boy Danny Myers is battling, though. My boy Danny Myers is battling drugs. He's going to destroy drugs. It also just got announced that on Smack Volume 7, you got A-Verb and Tay-Rock. And you also got Danny Myers versus Arsenal. He's finally getting him another goat. So I need my boy Danny. That's my homie. I need him to do work, man. It scares me a little bit that he's taking the drugs battle before Arsenal. But Danny's a soldier, man. So salute to Danny Myers. Salute to all the battle rappers, man. I look forward to watching that this weekend. Yeah. Just been running through it, baby. Been Madden streaming once, sometimes twice a day, like the gas station, getting a ton of stuff done on that. I'm still streaming Madden 20 because Madden 21 is the worst pile of garbage of all time. I've gave it a chance every time it updates, and it's gotten no better. And instead of improving the game and making it better, they just announced that SpongeBob SquarePants is coming to Madden. I don't even know what that means. Are you going to be able to play as him? Is there a team called the SpongeBobs? What is going on? Your game is the worst it's ever been, and you're promoting SpongeBob on your game. Go fuck yourselves, EA Sports. Madden 20 for life. I may not even buy Madden 22. I may just keep playing Madden 20. I'm on year 5 of my franchise. It goes to like 30 seasons. I may just keep playing that and say the hell with Madden. Chad, calm down. What are you so agitated? Well, fucking shoo-shoo. A watered down Fanta, WDF, you know what I'm saying? I got a UM, unintentional mohawk. It is what it is, man. Everybody's been so great, man. All the support, I appreciate it, whether you support me on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or however you're listening to this podcast, whether it be Spotify or some of the other ones. There's a bunch of places this goes. I really appreciate it, man. That's why I do it for y'all. I try to give as much content as I can. I'm really excited about working on the new album. I think it's going to be good. It's a good start. I've got like 4 songs that I've started on that I haven't finished. I have hooks to them. I just don't have the verses. Once I get those 4 down, I've already got the single that's dropping. It's available today. #patience. Shameless plug. Number 6 or 600. I don't know. But we're going to have a good start to the album, man. I don't have an idea what I'm calling it yet, but I just want to make good music. I'll probably record 15, 20, 25 songs and then kind of sift through those and pick the best 15 to 18 and run with that. But, yeah, man, I shit my pants in public. You know what I'm saying? Not really. I just like saying that when I don't have anything else to say. When in Rome, shit your motherfucking underwear. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense, but it's fun. But yeah, I've been buying a bunch of horror movies lately. Surprise. Had a bunch of gift cards from Amazon and eBay this year. So I went ham. Just posted a new update on the YouTube channel if you hadn't checked that out. Also posted my, I think I mentioned this last week, posted my 2020 movies, all the movies I saw from 2020 ranked. It was 90 films. I ranked all of them. From 90 to number 1, you're going to have to get some snacks to watch this video. You may have to watch it in parts, but it's on my channel. It's like an hour and a half long. But I'm fixing to start watching 2021 movies. I know there's a Netflix one that's dropping this week. It's got Shia LaBeouf in it. It may be like a drama. It doesn't look like it's going to be like a thriller or action movie or anything. But I'm definitely going to check him out. He's one of my favorite actors to watch here, of the new school actors. I say new school. He's been around for 10, 15 years, but you know what I mean. I can't remember what that movie's called, but I'm definitely going to watch it. I think it comes out it's out now that you're listening to this. But it's on Netflix. So I'll be watching that. January is a really shitty month for horror movies, or for movies in general. When there's no Pandy, they put out shit movies. There was a few good ones from last year. I know Underwater was a January movie. But this year it's even worse because a lot of Hollywood hasn't been filming because of the pandy. So you're not getting near as many films as you normally would get. Films that are coming out are either stuff that's been, I guess, shot before the pandemic, or maybe they were able to shoot here and there. But yeah, man, it's been a crazy, crazy month. I mean, you're looking at almost a year we've been dealing with this. March is when it started and we're in January, so. At the end of the day, you know what you tell them? #patience. Go get that. All digital platforms. I love the shit out of y'all, man. This has been the Chatty Bobcast, episode 39. #patience. We all need to have it, man. Sometimes it's difficult, but you got to make it happen. I love each and every one of you, man. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the all the shit, okay? Love, peace, and motherfucking hair grease, baby.